This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:18 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. We're closing off the show by talking about Hartal doctor contract, because the strike that was long planned was actually held today after their demands failed to be met.
Yes, so the walkout started at 11 a.m. today. It was a peaceful protest for reform of the healthcare system. And this is, of course, coming on the wake of an issue that contract doctors have been talking about for quite a while. Since 2016, medical graduates here are only hired on a five-year contract. And really, only 3.4% of those have ended up getting permanent positions once those contracts ended. Just to put a figure on it, that's 787 people out of more than 23,000 contract doctors. Further than that, of course, they are not given the same opportunities for education. They're not given the same opportunities for job advancement. It's a really tough situation because they spend 5 years serving as doctors, performing all the same jobs that other permanent position doctors holding permanent positions do. They've gone through the medical degree. But at the end of that 5 years, they may not have jobs at all.
Yeah. So like we said, this thing come out of nowhere, right? The 26th of July was a planned walkout if demands were not met. And this has been a discussion for quite some time now. The cabinet did say, oh, we will respond. And they did. So the Prime Minister, Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin, said that the government is offering contract medical officers, dentists and pharmacists a two-year contract extension, fully paid study leave. He didn't, however, address the contract doctors' demand for permanent positions. He did acknowledge that this is a short-term solution. And they did respond by saying that this was a half-cooked solution. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, that was a solution that was offered. However, on the gathering itself, the Health Ministry said on their Facebook that civil servants are not allowed to participate in illegal gatherings. And they said that included basically going out to observe or participate during office hours.
They've also been, you know, getting, I think, all sorts of pressure to not go ahead with the strike. So according to Hartal Doctor Contract, they received more than 20 threats from hospital directors yesterday. At an Ampang hospital, a notice was put up on their news portal warning that action will be taken against staff who joined the strike, gave them reasons like gatherings not being allowed during the lockdown. As you said, civil servants shouldn't be participating in illegal gatherings, and that they would be left out if the government does decide to make any concession. On top of all of this, of course, we've been seeing constant criticism from both within the ministry as well as others that, you know, they're compromising on patient care, which I wanted to point out is something that the Hartal people have been saying repeatedly that they are not doing. In fact, they've done as much as possible to be able to account for that care.
So we want to know, do you support the contract doctor strike? You can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And we are now crossing over to find out more to Dr. MJ, contract doctor at KKM. Dr. MJ, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me on air today.
So could you give us a roundup of the strike this morning and what it was like?
So this morning at 11 a.m., contract doctors nationwide went out of their workplace to show their support and plead to the public in regards to our current situation. It happened throughout the country, especially at the major hospitals, Hospital Kuala Lumpur, Hospital Minas Johor Bahru, Hospital Pulau Pinang, as well as on some of the hospitals in Sabah and Sarawak as well. And at 11 o'clock, after passing over about patients' conditions to their permanent counterparts and ensuring that no lives are at stake, these contract officers, they put up placards and signposts along with some of their very supportive permanent doctors outside of the hospital to the general public. And after about 1 hour of giving out information and talking to the press, they went back to their work as usual.
Have you gotten any response from the Health Ministry yet?
So far, there is no response from the Health Ministry as of yet in regards to the protest that has happened today.
And what about the public? What has the feedback been like?
Yeah, the public generally are showing amazing support to our cause. because at the end of the day, they are the ones who are going to be affected by our problem at the moment. Most of the public outside at the hospital today, they were really appreciative of what we are doing, and they are supporting our movement as long as patient care is not jeopardized. And at the end of the day, they do realize that if this situation is going to prolong, there is nothing that anyone can do about their future situation.
Now, considering the fact that this protest isn't one that many people can, you know, attend or engage with online because of the lockdowns, could you talk a little bit about the role that social media has played in not just getting the word out, but really highlighting the cause and the number of people it affects?
Yeah, it's amazing because Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, some of the social media that we have been using over the last month in conveying our message, not only to the public, but also to the management in the Ministry of Health, because there is, we cannot get through them through our superiors at hospital, but apparently we can get through them by highlighting this situation through social media. And it's amazing because the public, they are giving a lot of support in the social media, Facebook, Instagram. All the comment sections are being filled up with support messages. Social media is playing a great role in ensuring that not only the message is getting through, but also not only to the public, but also to the Ministry of Health.
And just quickly, this followed on the government making an initial offer of paid study leave, a two-year contract, which the Hartel Doctor Contract Group described as a half-cooked solution. Can you tell us why this offer is insufficient?
Sorry, can I tell you why this offer is insufficient, is it?
Yes, from the government.
Mainly because in any contract that is being offered by the government, there is one clause that is included. It reads as follows: your employment can be terminated at any moment without prior notice by the government. This statement does not appear in any of the permanent postings contract. So for contract officers who are offered, even though from the contract itself, it would mention that, okay, you are being extended for another 2 to 3 years of contract of service. But the statement that states that we can be terminated at any moment without any prior notice, without any reason, is one of a barbaric rule, in my opinion. It's what something that all of us, of the doctors, contract doctors, are very angry about. So it's half-cooked because the fact that they are not considering the doctors' situation. And, you know, not all doctors are able to get into the master's program in 2 years' time. And apart from that, there's not enough doctors in the healthcare services at the moment. And the fact that they are only offering contract of services for these doctors without considering that we actually need these doctors to remain in the services is actually quite barbaric, in my opinion.
So one of the criticisms or concerns about today's protest was that it might affect patient care. The health DG, for instance, asked doctors not to participate that because this would go against their medical oaths. How did the doctors taking part manage patient care during the strike?
My opinion, the fact that the Director General issued such statement really shows how less of a knowledge that he has of our current movement. Because we have already stated that we will not be jeopardizing any patient's management or life. There are permanent doctors who are in the ward who are we able to pass over to. So they are able to manage the patient for the 1 hour that we are outside of the hospital compound for the Hartal movement today. So generally, no patient was harmed. No patient were harmed. The management of the patient went as smoothly as it has been previously. Just that for 1 hour, the permanent doctors were able to cover for us. So in general, we didn't go against our oath because no patient's care was actually jeopardized. And we actually passed over properly to our permanent counterparts. And there are also other healthcare staffs in the ward who can alert to us if there's any patient that is deteriorating, staff nurse, medical assistants who are very experienced as well.
So there were reportedly warnings, threats of action received from directors of hospital, from state health departments against doctors participating in the strike. How did these impact the doctors involved who did walk out?
To a certain extent, it did impact the amount of doctors who joined our movement today, especially given the fact that the threats were issued last minute by these state health directors and hospital directors. In my opinion, it was quite amazing to me because they don't usually work on weekends. But I think this is the first time that they really worked hard during the weekends in ensuring that their messages get through to the junior doctors. Even though it did affect some of the doctors who were afraid of the threats that were made by the state health directors and the hospital directors, we did inform these contract doctors that we have already engaged lawyers. The Suhakam committee is also with us. So there was nothing much to worry about. But at the end of the day, whenever someone is being threatened, there is always a feeling of being afraid. But I think we still had a great success this round.
Dr. MJ, we just have about 30 seconds left, but what impact did today? Did today's protest make the impact that you hoped, and what's next?
Today's protest did a lot of impact in more ways possible than we could have imagined, even though the numbers were not that great, but it really had an amazing effect because the public became more aware of our current situation. It sent a clear message to the Ministry of Health that, you know, this is something that they need to take an action immediately, urgently, because there is planned protest nationwide in the coming weeks if the government does not pay enough attention to our demand.
Dr. MJ, thank you so much for speaking with us.
All right. Thank you very much for having me. Thank you to all of you.
That was Dr. MJ, contract doctor at KKM, giving us an update on today's walkout from the Hartel Doctor Contract Group. Let us know what you think and keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.